Sif Hey, the Shulchan Aruch says one can open up the water to water a garden. You know the water is going to be going by itself the whole Shabbos, and people are going to see it flowing the whole Shabbos. As long as you open up the water before Shabbos, if it continues on its own on Shabbos, that's fine. Similarly, one can put on a shmir, a cream, for a Medicaid cream that's put on the eyes before Shabbos. Even the type of cream that cannot be put on Shabbos, it's a thick cream, there's a problem, you might come to shmir. The Mishmur explains that a looser cream, one that's more rach, but solo, one could put it on Shabbos. We're talking about a thicker cream that one's not allowed to put on Shabbos. You put it on before Shabbos on the eye and let it continue to sit there and do its job. It's a medicating job on Shabbos. Similarly, to put the spices under the kelim that they should get burnt and smoke the clothing, whatever the special things they used to do, one could set it up before Shabbos. And even though it's continuing on Shabbos, it's fine. Even this kelim evolved. It's not mitzvah shvi'is kelim. There's no problem if your kelim are doing malach on Shabbos. That's not an issue. Your behemoths are responsible for. They should not do malach on Shabbos. The kelim are not responsible for. Well, put barley in the barrel to soak them before Shabbos. You know, the job is continuing on Shabbos. And one could put down, one could bang down the beam from the beis habad or the gas and the olive press, the wine press before Shabbos on the zeis and manav, the olives and grapes. And the oil and wine that's coming out of them could continue coming out on Shabbos. That's not a problem. And Mishnah Berurah explains that we're not afraid you end up squeezing the on Shabbos. As long as you set up for Shabbos and you bang down the beam before Shabbos, the fact that it continues is good enough. Mr. Brewer brings the guy with the question of you allowed to use the oil or the wine that comes out on Shabbos. That the Magen Avraham says, and that depends. If you just put down the beam before Shabbos and everything's happening on its own on Shabbos, you're not doing any surim. However, the mashna yitzimahem, the oil and the wine that's coming out, the oil and the grape juice that's coming out, you cannot benefit from it. You cannot use it on Shabbos. Because Rasha Shema Yavalischit, if you can benefit from the Shema and the Yain that's coming out on Shabbos, you might come to actual schita on Zeis of Anav on Shabbos, which would be Malacha D'Raisa, and the Chazal made Xero, and the Mashka, Shazov Melem, and liquid that come out on their own, Oti might come to squeeze. As opposed to, if you do it early enough in the day, you bang down the beam early in the day, to the point that by the time Shabbos comes, the Zeis HaNav already merusik, already really smashed, and all the oil and the wine and the grape juice is already really out, it just takes time for it to make its way out, and that takes place on Shabbos, so then you could benefit from the Shemen and the Yain on Shabbos, because no Chashash of Shem Yisrael might come to squeeze these olives, grapes on Shabbos. And if you would, it would not be a malacha d'oraisa, because really the shem and the yain is already coming out for them. They're ready in the srasik, maybe issa d'rabbanan, but it would not be an issa d'oraisa if you squeeze these esim and on Shabbos once they're in the srasik before Shabbos. Same thing Shulchan Aruch says, a baiser, melilas, shariskim b'dyoim, different types of grain or grapes that are not fully ripe yet, that you also smash them on Friday. The mask that come out for them on Shabbos, a mutter, and here also, Mishnah Berurah says, asked me that it was smashed to the extent before Shabbos, that everything's happening on its own Shabbos, and we know malach d'oraisa of squeezing them on Shabbos, so then there's no issa on the mask or yetzem on Shabbos. Similarly, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Machaber says, one can put wheat into Rechaim Shemaim, into the millstone that operates the water, samal chashecha, you know, it's going to be operating still on Shabbos. That's not a problem because you finished doing your part before Shabbos. Here, the Ramah points out, the Machaber is telling us the Chiddush, they were not worried about the fact that the millstone makes noise. Now people are going to say, oh, Rechaim is playing Toch for Shabbos. Reuven's running his millstone. He's running his grinder on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that really it's not so pashut. The Arishanim will argue, and they say by Rechaim, by a millstone, it's worse. Because since it makes noise, anytime Zashmos called Isra Av Shemilso, and the noise gets out that this thing is operating on Shabbos, and it's loose to Shabbos, it's absorbed to Shabbos. If it's a guy owns the millstone, so then you can put everything before Shabbos, let it continue on Shabbos. Or even if you rent it out to the guy. But if it belongs to a Yid, and it's being operated by a Yid, set it up before Shabbos and have it running on Shabbos, if it makes noise, it's going to be a problem. And the Ramos says to a Machbar, the Shita, not to worry about Shmos Kol, but Av Shemilso, unless the Malkum Seda, Malkum Hefsi, you have a loss by a Machbar in this, then you can be Samach on the first Shita, that's Mega. But if it's not Malkum Seda, once you Machbar, the things that make noise have an issue of Av Shemilso, the noise gets out, but we hear the sound from the next room or from the outside, and then they think that you do Malach on Shabbos, and that's a Zilzo to Shabbos. Now let's say the Yid gave the tefuah, gave the grain over to a guy of Shabbos by day. Even though the guy is doing the tchina, doing the teich, he's grinding them on Shabbos, as long as it's kotzatz, you're paying him a set fee, not by hour, you're paying him like a kablon. The guy is doing a diet in Avshein, there's no problem, as long as the Yid's not staying there on Shabbos, that looks like the guy is a shtich. If it's for Pesach, you need the Yid to stand there to make sure it doesn't come chametz, that's fine. Also, if you have to have a shomer there to make sure the guy doesn't steal from the grain, that's also fine, as long as you don't discuss with him the business, like we've had previously in Siman Resh Mem Dalad.